Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to episode 39 of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, who's actually passed out right now, we are coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412, that's Pittsburgh, PA. I should have thought this show out because there is a damn lot of typing involved, because tonight we'll be hearing 18 songs with long titles, and I feel like I wrote a novel getting the notes ready for this show. I have to tell you right off the top that Carl will probably scold me later because I didn't include Pink Floyd's "Several Species of Small Furry Animals Gathered Together in a Cave and Grooving with a Pict." Even though I've known every word of that title for over 50 years, it's just a little too weird to fit into tonight's set list. Perhaps I'll play it some night since mushrooms are now legal in some locales, because it's definitely a trippy track. Some of these titles have parentheses in them, but I'm skipping right past noting those. You'll see them on the set list posted on Facebook after the show. Well, let's get at it with a band that probably holds a record for the most long titles. This is Panic at the Disco.
Is it still me that makes you sweat? Am I who you think about in bed? When the lights are dim and your hands are shaking as you're sliding off the track. Think of what you did and how I hope to God he was worth it. When the lights are dim and your heart is racing as your fingers touch. I've got more wit, a better kiss, hotter touch, a better fuck than any boy you'll ever meet, sweetie, you had me. Girl, I will did look past the sweat, a better love deserving of exchanging body heat. Passenger seat, no, 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 you know it will always just be me.
Let's get this heart beating faster, faster. No disaster avoided. Who's the great girl? Will you get to the seat and hold on the car? No disaster avoided. Who's the great girl? Will you get to the seat and hold on the car? So I guess we're back to mine. So cameraman, bring the focus.
Oh, now I do recall, we were just getting to the part where the shock sets in and the stomach acid finds a new way to make you deep. I hope you can accept, you get all of the attention. Let's not get selfish, did you really think I'd let you kill this chorus?
Let's get these heartbeats faster, faster. Don't just disaster avoid it.
Avoid it, hold the green girl.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. From their fifth studio album, Document, released in 1987. I'm impressed if you know all the words and sang along. Before REM was Primitive Radio Gods with Standing Outside a Broken Phone Booth with Money in My Hand, a song that hit number one in 1996 on the alternative charts. If you're too young to know what a phone booth is, Google it. We started our first set with Lying is the Most Fun a Girl Can Have Without Taking Her Clothes Off, a 2000 track from Panic at the Disco and from their debut album, A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. On to our second set we go, and we are starting with a tune by a legendary American songwriter, the late John Prine.
While digesting Reader's Digest in the back of a dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag to cow won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason for. And your flag to cow won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit, I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag cow won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already crowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag cow won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shield filled with flags I couldn't see. Car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gate said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
I seem to recognize your face, haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes take place. I wish I'd seen the place, but no one there but taking me. Hearts and thoughts upon the shelf. I changed by not changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello.
Tell me what's wrong and what's right. And it comes in black and it comes in white, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it. Where nothing is owed, deserved, or expected. And your life doesn't change by the man that's elected. You're loved by someone you're never rejected. Decide what to be and go be it. There was a dream, and one day I could see it. Like a bird in a cage, I broke in and demanded that somebody free it. Till I die, or the last There's a darkness upon me that's flooded in light, and I'm frightened by those who don't see it.
The Avett Brothers with the second shortest title of the night, but I love that song, and it's my show. That was Head Full of Doubt, Road Full of Promise, off the Avett Brothers 2010 album, I and Love and You. I've seen them twice, at Farm Aid 17 and opening for Government Mule in 2018 in Tinley Park, Illinois. Okay, Pearl Jam gave us Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town, which was on their second studio album, Versus, released in 1993. Eddie Vedder said that the title was used when they realized all their other song titles to words, and they just wanted to mix it up a little. And John Prine got us going with Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore. The song was included on his 1971 self-titled debut album. John wrote it during the height of the Vietnam War, and it was a protest song about false patriotism. The song is as relevant today as it was 50 years ago. Okay, we're going to get rocking right now, and we're going to start it with My Chemical Romance. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy with You and Me and The Bottle Makes Three Tonight, Baby. I contemplated seeing them with their Christmas show in Hampton, Virginia next weekend, but I opted out. This song actually debuted in the Jon Favreau, Vince Vaughn movie Swingers in 1996 in a scene in the famous Brown Derby in Hollywood, and it gave the band excellent exposure. It actually it started pretty much a swing revival, that movie. The song wasn't included on an album until 2 years later, the 1998 release, Americana Deluxe. Excuse me. Before BBVD, The Police with When the World is Running Down, You Make the Best of What is Still Around. The track is off their third studio album, Zenyatta Mandata, from 1980. Honey, This Mirror Isn't Big Enough for the Both of Us started the set, a 2002 song by My Chemical Romance. The band is into long titles. This track came from the album I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love. Okay, we are halfway through our Rock This Town Radio with TC show of long song titles. And this set includes the longest, coming in at 28 words. But first, we're going back to 1951 musical Royal Wedding with Fred Astaire and Jane Powell.
How could you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar all my life?
You've had that reputation since you was a youth.
You must have been insane to think I'd tell you the truth.
How could I believe you when you said we'd marry?
Why, you know I'd rather hang than have a wife. I know I said I'd make you mine.
Now wouldn't you know that I would go for that old line?
How could you believe me when I said I love you, when you know I've been a liar?
You sure have been. A
double-crossing liar.
A double-crossing liar.
Oh, my doggone cheating lie.
You said you would love me long.
Tell us why.
And never would do me wrong.
Stop bending the suit.
Faithful you'd always be.
Me? Why, baby, you must be loony to trust a lower-than-low two-timer like me.
You said I'd have everything.
Get hard.
A beautiful diamond ring.
Ha, ha, ha.
A bungalow by the sea.
A bungalow, yes. You're really naive to ever believe a full of baloney pony like me.
Well, I sure must have lost my head.
You ain't lost nothing you never had.
What about the time you went to Indiana?
I was lying. I was down in Alabama.
You said you had some business you had to complete.
What I was doing, I would be a cat to repeat.
What about the evenings you was with your mother?
I was romping with another honey lamb.
To think you swore our love was real.
Baby, leave us, not forget that I'm a heel.
How could I believe you when you said you loved me?
Why, you know I've been a liar.
A good for nothing liar.
All my good for nothing lies.
this. It's the last time I'll ever go to a party with you.
Will you put that in writing?
Oh, you're always making cracks, making cracks.
Like what?
Well, you always humiliate me. Didn't your mother never teach you no manners?
I never had no mother. We was too poor.
Hey, what's the matter with you lately? You used to tell me you loved me. You used to treat me like a high-class thing. Well, you isn't you?
So are you.
Ah, there, so you admit it.
I ain't admit nothing.
I'll give you one more chance. Do you love me or don't you?
No, I don't.
Quit stalling around. I want a direct answer.
No.
You know you've been a liar.
I know I've been a liar.
A double-crossing liar.
A double-crossing liar.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you.
is Ray Manzarek, and the whole thing started with rock and roll. Now it's out of control. Ray was the keyboardist and co-founder of The Doors, along with Jim Morrison. This song was the title track of a 1974 solo album, his second of three, that he released. You probably recognize Rod Stewart's voice on our second track. He fronted the band Faces before his solo career exploded, and that song was their last single released in 1974. It's our longest song title of the night, and let's see if I can say it without screwing it up. Here we go. You can make me sing. I already screwed it up. You can make me dance, sing, or anything, even take the dog for a walk, mend a fuse, fold away the ironing board, or any other domestic shortcomings. Please don't make me repeat that. All right, we started our set with something a little different. That was Fred Astaire and Jane Powell, with the duet, How Could You Believe Me When I Said I Love You? I've Been a Liar All My Life. The song came from a 1951 musical, The Royal Wedding. Okay, moving on to set number five. We'll begin it with another of my favorite touring groups who I saw just a couple months ago. This is Southern Culture on the Skids. We'll be right back.
been out with all the boys and you ended up half tired. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. Kissing on me, it happens every time.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone. Someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Yes, mamas, let them grow up to be rock stars. That was Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson with Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. The song came from their 1978 duet release, Waylon and Willie. I just wonder how smoky the back room of the studio was before those two recorded together. We had a little country thing going, and in the middle of the set was Loretta Lynn. And Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' with Lovin' on Your Mind. It's the title track of her 1967 release. It was Loretta Lynn's first country hit, number one country hit. and she became only the seventh female solo performer to ever top the country charts with that song. Our set started with Southern Culture on the Skids, and our shortest title tonight, Put Your Teeth Up on the Windowsill. The length of the band's name makes up for it, though. One of my favorite rockabilly bands, who are from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and the song we heard was from their 1994 Ditch Digging LP. I saw them for the first time in 20 years, 2 months ago, at the Thunderbird here in Pittsburgh. And we reached our final set, and we're going to take it home with some newer rock, all from this century. First one up is one of my favorite opening bands who I've seen twice. This is The Record Company.
I'm getting better and out, I'm getting better and out, I'm getting better and I'm feeling it right now.
Play a fool for free. Too many times and when you can call it a brother and jewel. I know exactly what goes on.
Taking Back Sunday, who we saw open for Third Eye Blind at Red Rocks this past July. The song is titled Cute Without the E, Cut from the Team. This Long Island band released this song on their 2002 debut studio album, Tell All Your Friends. I hope to see Taking Back Sunday again somewhere down the road. Before that, All Time Low with Get Down on Your Knees and Tell Me You Love Me. This 2011 track from the Towson, Maryland band is from their 2011 release, Dirty Work, their fourth studio LP. The record company started our final set, and they are another band that I first saw as an opener at Red Rocks. That was for Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue in 2017. We also saw them open for the Revivalists this past April in Columbus, Ohio. The song we heard from the record company was I'm Getting Better and I'm Feeling It Right Now, a track off this LA band's 2018 album, All of This Life. And there you have it, some of the longest song titles out there that are worth listening to. Okay, Carl, let me have it about Pink Floyd.
Okay, all I could say is I don't think you've ever listened to several small furry animals gathered in a cave grooving with a Pict on
You got that
mushroom.
Title wrong.
I know.
You screwed
hey,
up
listen,
the title.
I was doing mushrooms while I first listened to that song. So fuck you.
How can I
remember it with that?
Several species of small furry animals grooving together. Now you got me screwed up. Several species of small furry animals grooving together in a cave, gathered together in a cave and grooving with a Pict.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. This is why we didn't play it, Carl. We'd both fuck it up.
But seriously, I'm not joking about this. You have never experienced that song unless you are basically either on acid or mushrooms. I much prefer mushrooms.
Yeah.
And trust me, I did that with live band school.
And quadraphonic sound, surround speakers, because that song, it's going to be blasting at you from every angle.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing about that song, too, is you and I worked at the college radio station.
Correct.
And I was doing a show early evening, and I put that on, and I guess they were putting it into the cafeteria. And Tay-Tay-Go comes over to me and yells at me, "Turn that shit off!"
Another Hako story. I'm trying to think if that's what I was playing. Actually, I think I was playing Careful with That Axe, Eugene, when he came across that field. And I said, "Whoa, did you hear that?" And everybody goes, he yells, "I heard it." And he yelled it out and it came through my microphone and my headphones. I'm like, "Gee, what the hell?" But yeah, Pink Floyd. Yeah. Pink Floyd had a big influence on us back in the day.
Oh, without a doubt.
You betcha.
Without a doubt.
You know, and it's just like, I don't know, because you talk to somebody about Pink Floyd and they think, you know, "Wish You Were Here," or something like "Momentary Lapse of Reason." And you and I think "Umaguma," "Obscured by Clouds," those kind of albums, you know?
Well, you know what? The first album I ever had, I bought, was Pipers at the Gates of Dawn. And that was an album that my mother basically said, "Uh-uh, you're not playing this shit," and threw it away twice.
So what'd you think of the rest of the set list tonight?
Oh, this is great. You know, the thing is, I don't know the song titles, okay? But
yeah.
Do I know the songs? Absolutely.
Well, did you know our longest song title, the Rod Stewart song, Rod Stewart and Faces?
No,
I knew you.
That one I didn't know. That one
I
didn't know.
I thought you did know that one.
Okay, I knew of it,
yeah.
But I don't really know the song.
It's really funny, his time with Faces. You know, they just weren't as popular as you thought they might be. Maybe they're more popular now. How about the Ray Manzarek song?
I didn't know that, but that was really cool.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. I just happened to find it when I was looking for songs. I'm like, wow, Ray Manzarek. You know, keyboardist from the Doors, one of the co-founders. And he had a good studio career after, you know, it all ended for him. Of course, you know, you knew the Police song because you're a big Stuart Copeland fan.
Oh, absolutely.
You knew that one. Did you know the John Prine song?
Yes, I did know the John Prine. The reason I know John Prine as well as I do is Stephen Ronquillo.
Yeah.
Stephen really reintroduced me to him. So.
Cool.
Yeah, I knew that one.
All right. Okay, anything else you want to add about the set list before I move on to birthdays?
Well, all I can say is one of these days I'm going to make you play several small furry animals, species of furry animals, gathered in a cave, grooving with a Pict. I'm going to make you do it.
Okay. And you're going to provide the mushrooms for everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Everybody, give us your mailing address. So
I'll
Carl can
the mushrooms and send it to
Carl
you. Okay?
Can mail you mushrooms for that show. And we're going to do a bunch of crazy, crazy shit that night.
You know, there's green giants in Amazon, so what can I tell you?
Yeah, exactly. You can probably get mushrooms. We'll find the mushrooms for you. We'll provide the shrooms and the tunes. How's that sound?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All
let's
right,
do the
verse. Talk to you in a bit.
Talking there, I can't talk now. You got me going on the several species of small furry animals gathered together in a cave and grooming with a pick. All right.
Fuck you.
On to the birthdays this week, including our usual three birthday songs at the end of the list. Born on this date in 1926, Big Mama Thornton. Carl's a fan of hers. She died in 1984. Birthdays today, David Gates of Bread is 82. Brenda Lee is 78. Jermaine Jackson is 68. Nikki Six is 64. On Monday, Connie Francis will be 85. Dionne Warwick turns 82. Dickie Betts will be 79. And Sheila E. will be 65. Randy Owen, the lead singer of Alabama, is 73 on Tuesday. A happy heavenly birthday to Charlie Rich on Wednesday, born in 1932 and died in 1995. The man who coined the phrase rock and roll, Alan Freed, was born on 12/15/21. That's 1921 and died in 1965. Dave Clark of the Dave Clark Five is 83 on Thursday. Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top will be 73 on Friday. On Saturday, Paul Rogers turns 73, and Mike Mills of REM will be 64. Okay, we got three more birthday songs coming up here, and we're starting with the chairman of the board.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Temptations and lead singer Eddie Kendricks with Get Ready from 1965. Eddie was born December 17, 1939, and died in 1992. Before the Temptations was the Neville Brothers and Fire on the Bayou. Art Neville was born December 17, 1937, and passed away in 2019. Our birthday song started with Frank Sinatra and Fly Me to the Moon. Sinatra was born on December 12th, 1915, and died in 1998. Carl, do you remember Rare Earth in their Get Ready version? Carl, are you there? Did we lose Carl?
I'm here.
Okay,
yes,
were you,
I remember.
Were you taking a dump?
No, I was over at the episodes, ready to go over the episodes, and I forgot to put my mic on.
Yeah, I know. I just cued you in. We cued you in at the same time. Yeah, they had 2 years later, they came out with their album was called Get Ready, and it was all side two. It was a 21-minute version of that song. But they had a single version.
Fantastic. I had that album.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And then you heard the single version. They cut down to like 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Like, well, this sucks, mm-hmm. You know.
And by the way, they were the first white band to be ever signed by Motown.
Rare Earth, really?
Yes.
Rare Earth
was their own label, but it was a subsidiary of Motown.
And that's why they're probably allowed to do Get Ready.
Exactly.
Aha. Uh-huh. There's the tie. Well, we have a busy week coming up on Deviant Legend Network, including back-to-back shows.
Oh, we have a busy month.
Yeah, next weekend.
Let me tell you.
You and I have back-to-back shows next weekend, but what's going on during the week?
Yes, we'll get to that in a second here.
Okay.
So on Tuesday... it's not in the episodes yet, but I got to put it in. I'll do it tomorrow. We're going to be doing, Rachel and I are going to be doing Christmas memories. We're going to talk about Christmas memories, and hopefully we'll have people call in and do that with us. On Wednesday, Doc is back. We got Voices from the Bog. And Eric's going to be giving us an update on what's going on with him and various things with monsters and all sorts of stuff. Then on Thursday, we have Christmas Commentary Watch that Rachel and I are doing, and that's Bad Santa. On Friday, we've got Cathar Gray Mission. We've got Akira Kurosawa, and that's going to be, of course, a panel headed by our host of that show, Adam Parenz. Okay, on Saturday. Okay, so we are doing basically a Carl's Cavern. And I'm basically stealing sort of the idea from TC here. And we're going to do a whole show of nothing but Frank Zappa in honor of his birthday. His birthday's on the 21st, but we couldn't do it on the 21st, so we're doing it on the 18th, on the 17th, excuse me. And
nothing wrong with starting early on Frank Zappa's birthday.
Absolutely. And so what we're doing here is that TC is going to be putting in some of the more standard material that if you're a Zappa fan, you know. I'm going deep. I'm going real deep. And there's a lot of reasons for that. And when we do the show, there's going to be a lot of memories for me, especially my mom. And you may not understand that until this show, but I think TC knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, all I could tell you just as a prep is that luckily my folks thought I would be a lawyer. So they always encouraged me to make cogent arguments about things. And my mother and I were at odds about Frank Zappa, and we had numerous arguments on Frank Zappa. So we'll be talking about that later. So we're going to do that show. Now, we have a show that TC and I are going to do on.
First of all, yeah, well, I just want to explain a little bit more about what I'm doing. He said more, you know, like Zappa fans are familiar with it, yes. But I'm trying to gear it because I know a lot of people know who Zappa is, might know, watch out where the Huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow, blah, blah, blah. But my songs are more closer to the surface. That if you're a newbie, this is a great introduction to Zappa for you. If you're novice, you've been around for a while, you get to hear these songs again. And you know, one thing I noticed, Carl, when I was, you know, I put him in the studio, all mine has some great guitar licks in them, great guitar solos, almost every one of those songs. Maybe that's what drew me to them. I don't know. But, okay,
that's very well beat.
That's our Saturday Frank Zappa birthday show, and then I'll tell them about Sunday if you don't mind, unless you want to.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Okay, Sunday on Rock This Town Radio with TC, we're doing Louie, which means Louis Armstrong, Louis Jordan, and Louis Prima. And we each picked three songs from each of them. We're going to do two of the originals, and then one cover of somebody, you know, covered one of the Louis Prima songs or whatever. And that's Sunday. So, I mean, this is a good educational show for people, I believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What were you going to add about it?
Well, what I want to do is, it's funny, I didn't know as much Louis Prima as I thought I did.
Oh,
and so I've been going through a lot of Prima. I know he's all over the place.
You know,
I was
and
even
that's
considering a couple of his Christmas songs for the Christmas show.
Why
that
not?
We're going to do probably.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I mean, Louis Armstrong, definitely know Louis Armstrong. Love Louis Jordan. But
yeah.
It's nice for me to dig into Louis Prima because that opens up new musical capillaries, so to speak, and bloodstreams.
I think my three Louis Prima songs, if you're sitting out there right now going, who the fuck's Louis Prima? You're going to know all my songs. You're going to at least know two out of three because you heard somebody else cover them. So, and that's the cool thing. That's why we went with two originals plus a cover. And it's going to be interesting. Now, Louis Armstrong, he was tough. And I don't know how much trouble you're having with it because most every song Louis Armstrong is famous for, he didn't write it or he wasn't the original guy. But now we're talking about 19 songs from the 1920s that Louis Armstrong covered in 1930, and it became his song. So it's really going to be interesting.
The way I'm looking at it is if it's signature Louis Armstrong, it's Louis.
Yeah, we talked about that because, yeah, that's basically it. Because if we wanted to go all the way back, like I'm not going to give away any song titles, but there's one that was covered like when Louis Armstrong got his hands on it, it became his song. And it's going to be a really interesting show, and I hope people join in for that one because, you're going to hear some stuff that it's just cool music. The more I do this show, the more I get back into that. You know, I mean, stuff that I heard years ago and just kind of glanced over it. And, you know, let's face it, a lot of things we listen to with the blues, we're probably turned on by watching the Blues Brothers movie, you know, and songs that just, you know, because they came out with these kind of obscure. I mean, you didn't hear them on the radio. You didn't hear them anywhere else. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, there's some cool shit. And thank you, Internet, for allowing us to find all this great stuff. Great buried stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
big fan of YouTube. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, man.
Go down
you
the rabbit hole
both.
Over YouTube.
And if anybody wants to know where we get all our music, we get it off YouTube. Of course, there's a process. It's not like you can just pull up a YouTube video and play it. I mean, there's studio work to be done, but there's just that's been valuable to us. So,
well,
we do have
you know what? I'll just add something here. Today, I got up and I was just going through YouTube. I ran across a 1982 live concert of XTC.
You posted
doing And just amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. I'd never seen them live during that time period. And I always wanted to. Because I was
there
in New York at the time.
Yeah.
Damn.
Did you watch that video I sent you of Mike Nesmith and Frank Zappa?
Oh, yeah. I knew all
did
about
you watch?
That.
That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing each other.
That was on a monkey show.
Correct. So
you know,
so
he was also had a cameo in their movie Head.
Yep. He was good friends with them. Did you
absolutely
okay, you have nothing going on tomorrow but every night after that, right?
Yeah, and tomorrow actually I do have something on. At least it's tentative, but it's not on Deviant Legion. It's with Steven.
Okay.
So we'll see if that all comes through.
Okay. So everything we talked about, you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episodes archives, whatever works for you. Carl, thanks as always for joining in. All right.
Oh,
I'm
not
give
a
you,
problem,
I'm,
my friend.
I'm going
to
give you one
glad
more
to do
chance.
It. Great show today. Great
show. I'm going to give you one more chance to say it.
No, I'm too tired.
Come on, man. You can do it.
Okay. Several small species of furry animals gathered together in a cave grooving with a pit.
Several species of small furry animals. You said several small species. All right, practice. We'll get back to you next week on that. I want to hear you say it once right, fucker.
Okay, I'll just have the title in front of me and just say it down. I'm trying to do it by memory.
Yeah, try to do it by memory and you won't remember what we're talking about.
Exactly.
Okay,
I've had too many drugs during my time. All right,
we already talked about the mushrooms. Okay, my man, thanks for stopping by again. I'm looking forward to Saturday and Sunday. And if I get a chance to, if I get a chance Tuesday night, I'll call in with a Christmas memory.
All right. Fair enough, sir.
Is it okay?
I'll talk to you later. You take care of yourself. All right.
Is it okay if it's somebody else's memory?
Yeah, sure.
Just kidding. All right, buddy. All right. Have a good night,
Carl.
Thanks. Okay,
right,
everybody.
No problem. Bye.
Okay, man. Okay, everybody, check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos. I've shot at shows around the country. That's TCC77 at YouTube. And thanks, as always, for listening. And Cuddles the Cat and I hope you have a safe and happy week. As us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.